From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. If Governor Gavin Newsom has new inspiration or new ideas to tackle California's housing and homelessness issues, today would be the right day to reveal them. His second State of the State address is coming up in just a few hours. You'll hear the speech live with special coverage from Cap Radio and KQED. That all starts at 10 a.m. Cap Radio's state government reporter Scott Rodd is at the Capitol in Sacramento, so let's do a bit of a check-in. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Beth.
So I bet this is a quiet time down there. What's happening around you, and are you at all able to get a sense of anticipation?
So it is pretty quiet down here right now. There's a lot of setup happening. There are some mic checks going on. But there is a sense of anticipation. I mean, this is Gavin Newsom's, you know, second state of the state, you know, after his rookie year, so to speak, taking a look back at what has happened in that year and laying out the policy plan moving forward. So there's a bit of anticipation, and there's some pretty big issues facing the state. So there are some pretty high expectations as to what he may be talking about.
Key topics, of course, housing and homelessness, wildfires, education and health care. But I think housing and homelessness end up at the top of the marquee. Don't you think that will get the most attention?
Absolutely. You know, when I spoke to lawmakers earlier this year at the start of session and throughout the last couple weeks, that's been just a big talking point for them, trying to figure out what to do about homelessness in California. You know, the homeless population last year increased 16%. It's now over 150,000 in California. And so there's some high expectations as to, you know, how to address this problem and the tone and tenor that the governor is going to set.
So let's think back to last year and how he positioned himself on this issue and exactly maybe how ambitious he was about it. Is that a good way to characterize it?
Yeah. So he said he made clear that he thought that the state needed to play a bigger role in addressing homelessness. And we have a bite from last year's State of the State, and we'll give it a listen.
And while cities and counties are on the front line, this challenge will only be solved on a regional basis. So we need to work together as a state and regions to focus on prevention, rapid rehousing, mental health, and more permanent supportive housing. Because at the end of the day, shelter solves sleep. Housing and supportive services solve homelessness.
So that statement last year not only got big applause, but a standing ovation. Is there a perspective that he's moved toward actually solving what he wanted to?
You know, last year he signaled that he thought that the state needed to play a bigger role, as I said, and he that reflected in the budget this year, where he's committed $1.4 billion to addressing homelessness through additional resources going towards affordable housing and for rental assistance. Last year, he committed $1 billion in his budget. And some challenges he faced was releasing some of that money to local jurisdictions to make sure that the aid was actually dispersed in a timely fashion. He had some tussles with the Trump administration to make sure that money actually got to where it was intended to go. But he's showing with this $1.4 billion proposed in this year's budget that he continues to see the need to invest more than really ever before in addressing this problem.
And focusing on that money being dispersed in regions, let me bring up another topic. High-speed rail got attention last year, and then the governor really shifted in his perspective and what was last year a very bold statement.
That's right. He laid out pretty clearly that he had a different vision for high-speed rail than his predecessor, Jerry Brown. And here's what he said during last year's State of the State.
But let's be real. The current project, as planned, would cost too much and respectfully take too long. There's been too little oversight and not enough transparency. Right now, there simply isn't a path to get from Sacramento to San Diego, let alone from San Francisco to LA.
And then what happened, Scott?
Well, there was a lot of confusion over, well, what does this exactly mean? Is he calling for a scaled back version of high-speed rail? Is he talking about sort of reorienting the project altogether? And, you know, after that initial confusion, the governor's office came back and said, no, we're not trying to scrap you know, the trying to scrap high-speed rail. We're not trying to do some sort of drastic re-envision of it. But we do think that there needs to be a new emphasis placed on the Central Valley portion of the project, and then focusing on urban areas like San Francisco and LA. So it created some initial confusion up front, and then they started to clarify it. But there still are a lot of outstanding questions about the project as we speak.
Overall, going into the speech last year, there was a lot of anticipation. Gavin Newsom was a new governor. And now the latest PPIC poll is showing a 53% approval rating among adults, not just those likely to vote, 33% disapproving of him. But this is a strong platform to go into this message with. Perhaps the budget message, Scott, gave us a hint of where he'll focus money and time in this message. What else is your speculation?
You know, I do think that the budget was a useful preamble heading into the State of the State. And in fact, I did some reporting on how this year's State of the State, if people are wondering if it feels kind of late for this address to happen, that's because it is. This is actually the latest that the address has taken place in the calendar year in the last 40 plus years. And I spoke to the governor's office about it. And, you know, they said the reason for that is intentional. They view the budget proposal as an opportunity to share what spending priorities will be for the state. And I vividly remember the 3 hours that Governor Newsom spent talking about it. And they said they want to leave some breathing room in between that proposal and this sort of forward-looking vision for the state as a whole. And so his policy proposals in the budget, as I mentioned before, spending on homelessness is a big one, but he also discussed prioritizing special education, really pumping funding into that, also improving and bolstering the number of teachers that California has. So there are expectations there that that there will be, you know, more discussion of those policy priorities, but there probably will also be discussion of things that don't fall neatly into a budget proposal, like being a foil to President Donald Trump, figuring out ways to clearly distinguish California's priorities, or at least in Newsom's mind and in Democrats' mind, California's priorities versus what's happening at the federal level.
All right. We also expect to hear about the wildfire situation and climate change, as well as PG&E. I alluded to maybe some surprises. How about we check back with you at the end of the show? And as people gather and you have more of an opportunity to talk to people, we'll see if anything else emerges, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
That is Cap Radio's state government reporter, Scott Rodd. Our live special coverage in partnership with KQED begins at 10 a.m. You will hear Governor Newsom's State of the State message, plus lawmaker reaction, and you'll hear some analysis from our guests, Luis Alvarado and Jody Balma. I'll be joined in the studio by Scott Schaefer and Marisa Lagos from KQED. Hope you'll join us. It all begins immediately following Insight. Up next in the hour, the McClatchy bankruptcy. I'll talk about it with media watcher Ken Doctor. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.